New 3D printing materials at Rapid Plus TCT 2019. Without materials, no manufacturing process would be able to do, well, anything. For the additive manufacturing, AM, industry, materials are one of the key ingredients to widespread industrial adoption. For this reason, numerous chemical companies, from BAS to DSM, have jumped into the game. This couldn't have been clearer at Rapid Plus TCT 2019, where a slew of partnerships and products were announced, indicating the continued industrialization of 3D printing. As a follow-up to our wrap-up on hardware and software, here are some of the most important materials stories from this year's show. BAS supports new 3D printing technologies. BAS is now a mainstay of the 3D printing industry, not just manufacturing materials but also investing in companies like Materialize. It's also begun partnering with companies to accelerate the development of materials for unique technologies. At Rapid, the chemical giant's list of partnerships included Paxos LLC, which has developed what it calls wave-applied voxel WAV, 3D printing. BAS will provide its tough UltraCur 3D ST45 urethane resin to Paxos for its technology, a scalable photopolymer AM technology said to be capable of printing large-scale parts at 4, 8 or even 24 times the speeds of existing VAT polymerization technologies. BAS is also working with Impossible Objects to make its UltraSynt PA6 polyamide 6 powder available for the startup's POM technology, making it possible to 3D print carbon fiber PA6 composite parts. The composite is meant to be stronger and have greater temperature performance than PA12, but at a lower cost. The carbon fiber PA6 material is described as being 4 times stronger than fused deposition modeling parts and twice as strong as multi-jet fusion parts made with PA12. DuPont's new plastics. You can't discuss plastics without also mentioning DuPont, which has also firmly entrenched itself in the world of 3D printing. At Rapid Plus TCT, DuPont Transportation Advanced Polymers introduced 6 new xylyl polyamide, PA, and hydrol thermoplastic polyester elastomer, TPCET, pellets, as well as 2 new hydrol filaments for 3D printing. The new xylyl materials include glass fiber and carbon fiber reinforced, as well as unreinforced, PA. These represent additions to the company's existing xylyl resins, which have been in existence for over 70 years. DuPont's new PA pellets are meant to be strong, stiff, and resistant to heat and chemicals, while displaying low shrinkage, warpage, and moisture absorption when compared to PA6. The hydrol TBCET pellets and filaments are made from a flexible yet strong copolyester with high heat and chemical resistance. The new products vary in terms of hardness that can be matched up with injection molding shore grades. These releases are representative of an important shift taking place in the AM industry, whereas, when the field was first emerging, systems manufacturers were also usually material suppliers, with some exceptions in metal AM. Since the 2012 desktop boom, the entire 3D printing field has opened up and grown, drawing in a greater number of giant chemical companies. For 3D printing to enjoy widespread industrial adoption, traditional manufacturers want to be able to use materials and physical properties they're familiar with in other processes, such as injection molding. The pelletized materials, typically found in injection molding, are less expensive and 3D printers that use them will make the process of transitioning from prototyping to production. Solvay teams with Stratasys. Belgium Solvay is yet another chemical company that is now a mainstay of 3D printing. This year, the firm announced a partnership with AM stalwart Stratasys to adapt its rattled polyphenyl sulfone, PPSU, polymer into filament form for use with F900 3D printers. Rattle PPSU meets Federal Aviation Regulations, FAR 25.853 standards for use in aerospace, making it a complement to Stratasys' existing Ultim material. In particular, Rattle PPSU have been used over the past 25 years to create parts for aircraft interiors, exhibiting chemical resistance and toughness, as well as all of the necessary properties necessary for aircraft usage. Royal DSM partners with startup. Dutch chemical maker Royal DSM was among the first companies to begin manufacturing third-party resins for VAT photopolymerization 3D printing. After investing in Texas-based startup Adaptive 3D, Royal DSM will now manufacture, distribute and sell the firm's soft tough rubber photopolymer. The material is designed for applications such as medical models and consumer goods, with the properties of silicone. Diamond composites from Sandvik. In addition to their beauty, diamonds are known for their immense strength, 58 times stronger than anything else in nature. Sandvik Additive Manufacturing, the AM-focused division of the larger Swedish engineering and toolmaker company Sandvik, has developed a diamond-based polymer composite. The material is made up of a diamond powder suspended in a photopolymer resin. A specialty post-processing step is then employed to produce what the company claims are the properties of diamond composites. Tecmer PM's new carbon fiber polymer production line. Polymer manufacturer Tecmer PM announced the launch of a high-speed, high-capacity twin-screw production line for carbon fiber-reinforced plastics. The company has already partnered with Oak Ridge National Laboratory, which used Tecmer carbon fiber-reinforced plastics for the fabrication of such interesting structures as a 3D-printed Shelby Cobra and a 3D-printed pavilion. The company supplies the material in pellet form, with large-scale 3D printing systems from companies like Thermwood and Cincinnati Incorporated. 3D Systems releases new photopolymers. Along with the news of its Figure 4 modular release, 3D Systems brought five new photopolymers to Rapid Plus TCT 2019. These included a durable, flexible material dubbed Figure 4 FlexBlock 10 and a polymer that is resistant to temperatures above 250 degrees Celsius.